The West Tigers have launched a bold bid to sneer out of favour Canberra Raiders hooker Josh Hodgson.
Oh, have they?
Well, what do you know?
Oh.
What don't you know?
No. There's lots I don't know. But
Fair enough. 2 year deal is what's being reported by the Herald.
Well, he's got 1 year to run at Canberra, and I think Canberra have said, well, you can get something else if you want.
I don't mind that move for the Tigers. Do they need a hooker? Well, Little's all right. He's all right.
Yeah, I mean, Hodgson's elite.
Yeah, different beast.
Starling's elite. Starling's, you know, he played very good when he came off the bench at different stages.
Yeah. Brent Reed's reported a couple things as well. The Eels are set to target Bulldogs winger Nick Kotrick.
He's on 600.
Although Brooksy was showing me social media before, and he's practically committed to the Bulldogs, Nick Kotrick.
Hang on. Practically?
Well, he said...
If I was paying someone $600,000 a year, I'd ask them to be more than practically committed.
Right.
I'd ask them to be wholly committed.
Is winging his best position?
Yes.
Fair enough.
That's a lot of money to pay a winger.
Yeah.
Remember they're playing him in the centres this year, and it's like, he's a winger.
Mm.
And that was part about who they had available and all that sort of stuff, but... He's a winger.
He can't finish. Good. He's a solid winger. He's a handy addition.
He's a New South Wales State of Origin rep.
Fair. Yeah. Can't say much more than that. The Panthers have a fight on their hands to keep Dylan Edwards from the new expansion franchise, the Dolphins. The Godolphins?
The Godolphins.
The Godolphins. Yeah. Dylan Edwards or Kalen Ponga?
Well, if you want someone wholly committed... That's Dylan Edwards. Like he was amazing. He's the fittest guy at the club. He leads the training, does everything right, had nowhere near the skill level of Kalen Ponga. But what are you looking for in your fullback? The beauty of what Dylan Edwards does, you get the right coach, a coach there. I'm not saying Ivan's the wrong coach, but you know that passing game could be developed. Sometimes it doesn't come naturally to players. But what's really hard to develop is that person who's got an incredible competitive streak, which clearly... Dylan Edwards has. He's an amazing athlete, one of the best in the league.
If you had Munster, would it work with a Kalen Ponga type fullback, or would you need Dylan Edwards? Because he's not a similar player, but we've seen Ponga play in the halves before.
Yeah, you can't have too many people who create line breaks and try assists, can you?
No, I wouldn't have thought so. No. Edwards would come much cheaper.
Yeah, Edwards would be cheaper than Ponga. But from a point of view of this is what we want our squad to represent and stand for, and he's from up there. He's north of New South Wales, but he's not a Queenslander. So that works against him when it talk about Kalen Ponga.
Mm. All right, well, that's just...
And that's also called a negotiating tactic because his stocks are very high at the moment. So if I was the Penrith Panthers, they might be going, okay, we've got a massive nursery here. Who else do we have that we think might be better than Dylan Edwards? And if we don't have anyone... and they believe there's a couple of really good ones out there at Penrith. And if they don't have anyone better, sign him up long term.
Dane Laurie, welcome back.
In his Panthers jersey.
Yeah.
It's celebrating the grand final.
Unwashed.
How good's that? How good's that? Oh, well, great to have a win, Dane. 1300 01 1170, the text line 0457 736 736. Love Kenny Callender's stories about being with Kerry Packer, Stu from Cronulla. Yeah, there's many of them, isn't there? You didn't tell one now, but I can only imagine what he got up to. Right, break. And then when we're back from the break, we're having a chat with Nick Livermore. He's the Brisbane Jets director.